Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, here it comes, cold and flu season. The weather changes, you're run down, you're stressed out, your throat begins to feel raspy, your nose begins to run, and then comes the sneezing, and your eyes water, and they itch, and your energy level drops, and you don't even want to get out of bed. And you forgot to get your flu shot, or you got a flu shot, but a new strain of the flu is on the loose. Your body aches. Your temperature is getting high. You've got a miserable headache. You feel just plain lousy. So you get up, and you do make your way to the cold and flu section of your local pharmacy, and, oh, what an array. You've got syrups, you've got pills, you've got capsules, you've got pads. There's cold relievers for the day. There's cold relievers for the night. There's cold relievers with all kinds of side effects. What do you choose? Is there a better way to cope with the common cold or to fend off the effects of the flu? Well, this week on HealthWise, we'll be talking about nutritional ways to help prevent colds and flus and natural ways to help you through these draggy blue times when you are under the weather rather than sitting on top of the world. In a fallen world, folks, there's always going to be sickness, but God, the great healer, has ordered that there be means to facilitate that healing and the things to do to combat the common cold. Well, that's our topic for this half hour on HealthWise. And we are so thankful that Cottage Pharmacy, got to visit Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're bringing you today's edition of HealthWise, and they're in their extensive nutrition department, and I do mean extensive. You're going to meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists, and Matt is our guest again today on HealthWise. We welcome your calls with your questions about fighting seasonal colds. The call-in number is 631-955-5400. Again, that's 631-955-5400. But for now, Matt, help us to know what to do with colds and with the flu. Welcome.
Hello, welcome. Yeah, hi. How are you?
Great. Well, believe it or not, I've had a cold this week.
Oh, no.
How appropriate. So I've been waiting for the program so you can tell me what to do with coping with this seasonal cold. Talk to us.
Right. Well, basically, cold's a virus. It's a viral infection that kind of attacks the membranes in your respiratory tract, your throat, your nasal passageways, I think it's definitely the time of year for them.
How do you, Matt, this is such a basic question. How do you get a cold? We talk about them, but how do you actually get one? I mean, I've heard that, if you get overheated and you go outside or you go in the cold, you know, just warmly enough, and people say, no, that has nothing to do with it. How do you get a cold?
You get them when your immune system is compromised, which, happens in the wintertime. Low vitamin D levels attributed to less time in the sun can, they believe, is what causes a suppression of the immune system. But you mainly, like I said, it's a virus, so you get it from exposure. Someone who's infected will sneeze or cough, touch something, or you'll be within range of someone else who's sick, and it can spread very easily.
Yeah. Well, vitamin D levels, I'm probably jumping a little bit ahead, but there's things you can take, capsules or cod liver oil, or are there things you can take to raise that vitamin D level in these in the winter months?
Right. It's very difficult to get optimal levels of vitamin D through diet alone. It's almost impossible. Food sources that happen to be high in vitamin D are mushrooms and salmon. and those aren't, you know, those aren't foods generally most of the general population eats on a daily basis.
Probably should, though. I mean, those are both excellent foods.
Right.
So what you're saying, Matt, is even in winter months, when it's cold, you still got to get outside and get as much sun as you can.
Right. Sun exposure, also vitamin D supplementation, for sure.
The capsules and so on. Now, Matt, explain for the listeners, how are colds different than the flu? They're both viruses.
Yes.
But you got the flu in the same way, correct?
Yes, it's spread the same way. Exposure exposes someone who's infected with the flu, compromised immune systems. It's similar to a cold, but it's a different virus. It's just a different bug.
Yeah, it has loads of viruses, and we're talking hundreds of different viruses out there. Now, is a flu shot a guarantee you won't get the flu?
No, it's not a guarantee. It can help protect you and build your immune to be readily prepared for certain strains. But there's many different strains, and it's not a guarantee.
Yeah, okay. All right. What's the first thing you do? This is what I went through this week. You feel a cold or a flu coming on. You know, this last weekend I began to feel it coming on, but I had weekend commitments, and then finally Monday I just plain bottomed out. So what's the first thing you do when you feel a cold or the flu coming on?
The first thing I usually do, I take a preventative measure. I try to keep my immune system up. I take vitamin C every day.
Vitamin C, before you go any further, because you've got ascorbic acid, you have the chewable vitamin C, you have rose hips. Develop that a little bit for us, Matt.
Sure. Vitamin C comes in many different forms. Ascorbic acid is a man-made vitamin C. It's not natural. It's kind of a replicate of the natural form of vitamin C. But then there's whole food vitamin C's that I usually take. That I prefer. It's more natural. Your body was designed to absorb a whole food vitamin.
Now, what are those made of? I think of rose hips, for example, or you think of things that come from oranges. Is that what we're talking about?
Right. There's vitamin C in a lot of foods, and certain supplements that are on the market get them directly from anything, from kale from oranges. Some of the other ones, rose hips, like you said.
Yeah, okay. And those you can get in capsules. I would imagine some of this you can get in teas also, correct?
There's vitamin C can be added to a tea, or if you're taking like a rose hip tea or a cherry tea, there's vitamin C in there as well.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that we're talking about supplements. It seems the best thing people could do is boil up some kale or some collards, and I know my grandmother's remedy used to be you drink the juice that would come from all of that. She would always say that's good for what ails you.
Right.
So absolutely. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about natural remedies for coping with cold. You start off with vitamin C. Natural remedies for coping with colds and flus, because you can't really cure them, right? I mean, you're really dealing with the symptoms of these things, aren't you?
Right. Once the virus has kind of taken hold in your system, what vitamins and supplements can do is inhibit the replication. They make it harder for the virus to perpetuate itself, and it can actually shorten the duration of your illness.
So you're strengthening the immune system.
Right.
So the immune system is, so we talked about good guys and bad guys with probiotics. The immune system's good guys, and those are defense mechanisms that essentially you're developing to fight the viruses, right?
Right. So the vitamin C is to develop your own immune system, is to make sure it's functioning properly. The vitamin D to make sure your immune is functioning properly, keeping stress levels down, also helps your immune system getting enough rest. But additionally, when I feel the symptoms come on, when I know I have something, then I move on to things like elderberry syrup, olive leaf extract.
Tell us about elderberry syrup and what is
right,
it? Olive
right.
leaf extract.
These are supplements that have been studied and have been shown to help inhibit viruses from replicating, which is what they do. They kind of infect you and they replicate themselves. So things like olive leaf and elderberry, oh, I'm going to take this so it shortens the duration of my ailment, whether it's the flu or a cold.
Yeah, it's now. How do these things, Matt, compare with popular cold and flu medications that contain drugs?
The things you find in the pharmacy containing drugs, you'll see like NyQuil or Advil Cold and Sinus or items like that. Those will help. Reduce inflammation and fever. Those are things that will alleviate the symptoms.
Yeah. But they don't build up your immune system, is what you're saying.
No. Things like ibuprofen, Tylenol, those will help to alleviate the symptoms. They'll help you sleep, which is, you know, important.
So is it fair to say, Matt, it's not wrong to be doing both, correct?
No, absolutely not. It's,
yeah. Okay.
It's encouraged for sure.
Yeah. So that, and I think that's important for our listeners to keep in mind. We're not talking about either or here. We're talking about there's things you do, especially when you feel the pain of the flu, you can't sleep at night, and of course this is the dilemma when you've got a cold or the flu is you need to get rest, but if you don't have means to help you get rest, you're going to get worse. So I go to Cottage Pharmacy. We're going to hear about Cottage Pharmacy in a moment. I go to you and say, Matt, I'm getting a cold. Where do you start? What are you going to show me first at Cottage Pharmacy?
The first thing I'll go to either a zinc lozenge or an elderberry extract, either a capsule or a syrup.
Yeah, talk about zinc. Now that's something that I've done. Years ago. Someone put me onto the zinc thing, and they said that if you get you start taking zinc tablets early on when you feel the effects of a cold, it'll lessen it. And I have found that to be the case. But talk to us about zinc.
Zinc is very effective, especially with sore throat, anything that's affecting the mucous membranes there. Zinc also helps to prevent the replication of viruses, and it may also block the virus from getting to those mucous membranes and affecting those and causing the inflammation and the swelling and that. But zinc has been known to work, and it's extremely popular this time of year, for sure.
Yeah, you just have to be careful not to take too much of it, because I guess it can upset your stomach if you get too much, correct?
Right.
And it would be the same with anything. You don't overdo.
Right.
Yeah. So many other questions. You can just tell that I'm at the cold boy. Yeah, how appropriate that the host's voice is a metaphor for what we're dealing with here today. We're going to come back. One of the things I want to ask Matt about when we get back from the commercial is what about decongestants and antihistamines and whether there's natural alternatives. But let's first of all hear a little bit more about Cottage Pharmacy.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer is always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
I want to remind you once again, if you go to Cottage Pharmacy, and if you're right in the area of Jericho Turnpike near Woodbury, you are right near Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike. Go in, just visit the place and see the variety of things that they have. We're talking about nutrition department, their surgical and medical supplies, obviously pharmacy. You've got the over-the-counter medications we talked about. The boutique is fascinating. So it's 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York, Cottage Pharmacy. But when you go in, before you get to the checkout area, mention WLIE 540. You heard HealthWise. So long as you mention WLIE 540, you'll get a 20% discount. The boutique department, the nutrition department, the surgical and medical department. But visit it. Okay, so we have Matt with us on the phone. Matt Lombardo. You'll meet Matt at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, at the Cottage Pharmacy. Matt, talk about decongestants and antihistamines. We talk about the same thing with over-the-counter remedies to help deal with symptoms. Are these things dangerous? Use, overuse? Talk to us about decongestants and antihistamines.
There are natural substitutes for decongestants and antihistamines. Basically, for decongestants first, the delivery system is different, but it usually contains the similar ingredients. For instance, a nasal spray containing certain extracts, natural things that will help to fight the virus. Antihistamines, there are natural antihistamines, nettle. Nettle is the herb. There's also quercetin, which comes from citrus fruit. It's an extract from citrus fruit that helps to block histamines from getting out of control and making our eyes watery.
Now, these work with everybody, or maybe they don't work with some people. I mean, some medications or even supplements, people will respond differently to them.
Right. Well, generally they work pretty well. Everybody's different, you can't really say that it's going to work for everyone. But I've had a lot of success with quercetin, with nettle. Quail egg powder is another one.
Egg powder? Okay.
Yes, believe it or not.
All right.
That's one of our more popular items around, when allergy season.
Talk to us. Now, that's a new one on me, egg powder.
It's a fairly new, a pretty hot new item in general. It hit the market, I think, maybe a year ago.
Now, these are powdered eggs, right?
Yeah, quail eggs.
Powdered quail eggs, okay.
Right. It's very specific. But, they're chewable and they work very well.
All right. Well, of course, this is the reason why you want to chat with a nutritionist. They keep up with all of these things. And you've got an opportunity to chat with Matt, 631-955-5400. The lines are open, 631-955-5400. If you're like me, though, I think it's so fascinating chatting with Matt about all these things. You just want to sit in. But you've probably got questions I haven't thought of. But one of the ones, Matt, people always ask about negative side effects of the standard over-the-counter treatments for the symptoms of cold and flu. Are there things we should be watching out for, or for that matter, even negative side effects of natural things like powdered quail eggs?
Right. If you read the labels, a lot of the pharmaceutical side of things, they do a tremendous amount of studies on side effects, and some are very well known. You're not to abuse them or overuse certain things.
You need to always read the warning labels.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, you may need a massive magnifying glass to read the warning labels, but you need to do that anyway.
Right.
And even with natural remedies, I mean, am I right? You've got to be careful not to overdo with these things. For example, if somebody just takes way too much vitamin C, for example, there can be negative effects of that as well.
Right. I'm familiar with most of the side effects that you'd get from natural supplements. And a lot of them are things like upset stomach. You know, if you take too much vitamin C, for example, then you've taken too much, you might get a case of the runs or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And isn't it true that in some cases, even can't that abet kidney stones as well?
That's true with calcium supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're not taking a good quality calcium, if you're not taking, I usually recommend a whole food calcium. You have to make sure your vitamin D is up to par. You have to make sure your magnesium is up to par. Vitamin K2 is also important for getting the calcium to the bones where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And not in your organs and your circulatory system. So.
Now, that's the importance of talking with a nutritionist who knows all of those distinctions. Matt, what about cough syrups, cough remedies? How do you get through the night with a bad cough?
That's tricky. A lot of the coughing at night has to do with post-nasal drip. So normally if you take something to soothe your throat before you go to bed, like a Manuka honey or marshmallow extract or slippery elm bark that comes in a tea, you take something like that to help soothe your throat, but then prop yourself up at night so the post-nasal drip is more manageable and it's not itching you and
I'm sure our parents are very intrigued with marshmallow extract.
Right.
I'm learning all these new things. Powdered quail eggs and what is?
Right.
How do you get an extract from a sugary marshmallow?
It's not literally the confectioner. You know, it's not the candy. The marshmallow. It's a plant.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Does it smell like marshmallow fluff? Is that what it smells like?
No.
Okay. It's fun to visit the nutritionist here. Well, how about a sore throat? Now, this is a thing, well, those of us in radio, we always battle with these things, sore throat, laryngitis. What do you do with that? Of course, the best thing for laryngitis is to not do what I'm doing, which is talk. But what's the best thing for a sore throat or laryngitis?
Laryngitis is also a virus, so something like zinc lozenges, a couple of times a day, two or three times a day. The Manuka honey that I mentioned is very...
Now what's Manuka honey? I mean, there's golden blossom honey. What's Manuka honey?
Manuka honey is an unrefined honey from New Zealand that has antimicrobial properties, healing properties. It's actually been used in wound care to prevent infection. It's very sterile.
Spell it for us, Manuka.
Manuka,
M-A-N.
Okay. U-K-A.
Manuka. Now, this is a good thing to ask for when you go to Cottage Pharmacy. And remember, when you get this exotic honey from New Zealand, you will get a 20% discount if you mention WLIE Radio. That sounds like an intriguing thing to try. Matt, we don't have much time left. We shouldn't minimize the importance of just plain rest, correct, when we're sick?
Right. Keeping yourself de-stressed and get plenty of rest and have a healthy diet and proper supplementation and keep your immune system going.
Keeping yourself de-stressed. I think, Matt, we've got the makings of another program when you talk about keeping yourself de-stressed. That's quite a challenge in New York. Real quickly, at what point should you go to see your doctor?
Well, listen to your body. If you're feeling something's more out of place than the normal cold flu, more extreme. If it lasts for for more than a week or 4 or 5 days, you know, listen to your body.
Yeah.
And don't hesitate to call a doctor, because your health comes first, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, that's great advice. Listen to your body. I was told that years and years ago. You know, God has made our bodies. They don't speak to us the way the Word of God speaks to us, but God has made our bodies so that it tells us you got to get some sleep, and some of us will struggle thinking we're lazy when we're not lazy. We just need to get some rest for the body. There really is no substitute from that. And, of course, a lot of fluids, as I mentioned, the hot teas. I found that to be very, very helpful. Matt, thanks so much for being with us this week.
Thank you.
And you can meet Matt, and you would enjoy meeting Matt and chatting with him. That's Matt Lombardo. He's at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. And our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. You will find that Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. In fact, just a quick suggestion, go in there, look at their boutique department. You will find some of the most fascinating, well-thought-out items to buy for Christmas gifts that you'll find anywhere. And that's at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike. Oh, and be sure to ask for Matt in the nutrition department. Next week, we'll see if we can do this next week. We thought of it for this week, but weren't able to do it. We're planning on tackling what really is a huge subject of homeopathics. The concept really is simple. How do we help the body heal itself with natural remedies? What a fascinating way to look at the way we heal and the way we stay well. And it's another window on how fearfully and wonderfully made we are. So if you want to learn more, we'll see you here on the radio next week at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.